Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. Slovenia is honored to take the floor as a gender focal point of the Committee on Victim Assistance. As many of you are well aware, gender is a cross-cutting matter in the implementation of victim assistance. Consideration of the different perspectives of women, girls, boys, and men, and the diverse needs and situations of affected families and communities is paramount to delivery of services in an inclusive and effective manner. Action number 33 of the Oslo Action Plan requires state parties to ensure their approach and policies are inclusive of gender, age, and diversity, and that planning, implementation, monitoring, and evaluation of all programs take the diverse needs of mine survivors, affected families, and communities into account. As mentioned by the chair of the committee, this year we welcomed a wealth of information from state parties on implementation of their victim assistance commitments. 21 of the 24 state parties which submitted reports reported having in place a national action plan or being in the process of developing one, with the vast majority of such plans having considered intersectionality such as gender, disability, and age. Action number 33 of the Oslo Action Plan reiterates the importance of data collection and ensuring that such data included information on the persons killed or injured by anti-personnel mines and their needs and challenges, disaggregated by gender, age, and disability. Disaggregation of data is the first step in ensuring success in our victim assistance efforts. We were encouraged to see improvements in the consideration of gender in reports submitted by the state parties with mine victims in areas under their jurisdictions or control. In 2023, 21 of the 24 state parties with mine victims that have submitted updated information on victim assistance included information in disaggregated manner, mostly by gender and age. This also shows an increase in the number of state parties reported in this manner over the past 3 years, with 5 reports including such data in 2020, 19 reports in 2021, and 16 reports in 2022. I would like to thank state parties for increasing their efforts in this regard. In accordance with the 2023 Landmine Monitor findings, unfortunately, children made up 49% of civilian casualties in 2022. This fact draws our attention on how essential it is that our efforts should be designed, developed, and implemented in a manner that consider age and the distinct needs of affected children and their families. As gender focal point of the Committee on Victim Assistance, I would like to conclude by highlighting the following. Firstly, gender and diversity lens should be applied throughout our efforts, including in the designing, development, implementation, and reporting on victim assistance, with clear indicators to enable measuring progress, shortcomings, and challenges. Secondly, data collection should continue to be strengthened and ensure consideration for gender, age, and disability, including by ensuring information are disaggregated to better understand different needs, challenges, and situations, and enable more targeted interventions. Cooperation and assistance programs and all other forms of support should also include indicators for gender, age, and disability. Direct participation and inclusion of mine survivors, including women, girls, boys, and men, as well as other diverse groups in affected communities, and parents and guardians of affected children should be included in relevant decision-making, policies, and programs. Article 7 reports, especially next year as we are required to report on achievements of the objectives of the Oslo Action Plan, should include information on progress and challenges from gender, age, and disability perspectives. Excellencies, dear colleagues, we all realize that we have a lot of work to do in run-up to the 5th Review Conference next year, and I am sure the gender focal points, as well as the implementation support unit, will remain available to support you throughout, so that we are in better position to report on our achievements in CMRIP. I thank you.